Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
This hour sponsored by Better. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better or visit better.app now. Sign up today, get free money, and no deposit necessary. B-E-T-R. Happy New Year.
Absolutely. And it's a big hour to close up this show for the 2025 season. In 15 minutes, we'll get into the NBA card, NHL numbers as well. Matt Youman's best bets in a half an hour. Our best bets in 45 minutes. And right now, we go out to the Progressive Guest Line. It's almost New Year's Day, where Steve Wiss joins us from now, the meat man, an hour away in the London area. Good to have you on, meat man. Happy New Year. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Well, hello, guys. Happy New Year to you as well. Absolute pleasure to be on your last show of 2025. But yeah. Let's hope that 2026 is an absolute cracker, eh?
Yeah,
yes.
No doubt. And it's a busy day, as always, tomorrow in the Prem. Huge schedule of games, matches. Let's get underway with Liverpool and Leeds. Who do you like in this matchup, Beatman?
Liverpool is the team I like in this matchup, and I'm going to take them on the -1 Asian handicap here at -117. Two main reasons for it, because I think, number one, I think Liverpool are a little bit undervalued right now. They have sneakily found a bit of form, won three games in a row. They're definitely more defensively secure without Mo Salah, who's been at the African Cup of Nations, and they're definitely more secure with their with Alisson, the goalkeeper at the back, who's a big influence on the team. He can produce several world-class saves when he needs to. Leeds are in good form, my own team, but I think this is a horrible spot for Leeds United because they've got a massive match coming up, and I'll talk about this match later. Uh-huh. Leeds against Manchester United on Sunday, that is the biggest rivalry that Leeds have. And this team is not built to play three matches in a week, so I think Leeds might rest some players. I think they'll have focus elsewhere. It's a proper look-ahead spot for Leeds United. So Liverpool, bare minimum, should be winning the game. I've got a feeling that this could be quite a comfortable win, 2-0 or 3-0 to Liverpool. So taking them on the handicap.
All right, we got four matches tomorrow. How about another one? Sunderland against Man City. Man City -250. You want to approach it a different way here against Sunderland tomorrow?
To be honest, I'm absolutely fed up with Sunderland. They've been doing me dirty all season. And I've at some stage, I am absolutely convinced they are going to get well beaten. And I think this is the one. Manchester City, -1.5 on the handicap here. I'm actually going to take -2.5 as well for a little nibble myself. Because Sunderland, they're unbeaten at home. But I think that run ends here. They have a lot of absentees. Six players at the African Cup of Nations. Their best defender or key defender, Dan Ballard, was injured at the weekend. He probably won't play here. Leeds should have beaten Sunderland, really, at the weekend. Completely dominated the game. It ended a 1-1 draw. Sunderland looked so tired, out on their feet, lacking energy. Manchester City in the title race. They've got a much more quality lineup. They've got a lot of goal scorers. And they've got the rotation in the squad if they need to do that. So Sunderland have had a great season so far, but they are seriously on my fade list for 2026. They've overachieved in the metrics. The squad is definitely bottom four or five quality. And right now, I think it's a horrible matchup for them. Manchester City with a blowout win for me on the road.
How about Haaland to score two goals +250? Hat-trick is 12-1.
Don't think I'd go hat-trick because this is the time of year where minutes are maybe managed by the coaching staff. They've got to be careful. He might only get 65, 70 minutes, but the damage might be done by then. That's the thing. So I think the two goals bet would be the angle with Haaland.
Let's go to Saturday. Bournemouth against Arsenal. How about the under? State the case, please.
Yeah, it's the rules with Bournemouth. Back the under at home, right. Back the over away. And anyone who's been doing that this season has been in profit. And they had a 2-2 draw, Bournemouth did, away against Chelsea in midweek. Crazy difference in their goals numbers and the stats at home and away. So, you know, I think if we look at this particular fixture, Arsenal, the big news for Arsenal is that their best defensive duo, the centre-backs, Saliba and Gabriel, they are back together now after injury. So that is massive for Arsenal Football Club. This is the best defensive duo in the world. So whenever they're playing with each other, Arsenal don't look like conceding many goals. So that's the first thing I'll say about Arsenal. They're probably going to keep a clean sheet here. Bournemouth, their best player, Semenyo, is going to be moving to Manchester City. He's not going to be playing in this game. And he said his goodbyes in midweek. That is a massive loss for them offensively. So the goals and the assists and the just the sheer dangerous threat from Semenyo is going to be significantly reducing Bournemouth's offensive ability. So I think we're looking here at probably Arsenal winning the game 1-0 or 2-0. They tend to be very, very efficient away from home. They did that against Everton just before Christmas, 1-0 win there. And I think we could see something very, very similar. We can get 2.75 goal line under here at even money. So I had to take that because you still get a little bit of insurance, a half loss if there's three goals exactly. But I wouldn't put off anyone taking under 2.5 goals around about plus 140 here either. Arsenal win 2-0 for me and a low scoring match.
To Meatman, Steve Wiss at Meatman Soccer on X. Because we win pod on the Progressive Guest Line, follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. You teased it earlier. Leeds plays tomorrow, and then they play Man U on Sunday. What's the angle there?
Oh, this is a great game. I mean, I'm a Leeds fan, and I'm so excited about this one. Leeds have not beaten Manchester United at home in 22 years. So this is a big moment for them. Not played each other that much over the last 20 years, in fairness. So it's a huge match. This I mentioned Newcastle-Sunderland a few weeks ago. This is just like this. There could be cards. All sorts could be going on. It's going to get spicy. And I would love to back Leeds because I think Manchester United are there for the taking. Man United couldn't even beat Wolves yesterday, which is shocking. So I think they're there for the taking. But, you know, Leeds have got this tough scheduling spot, having to play Liverpool, and Man United have got 2 days extra rest. So the angle I'm going to go with is a goal scorer, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, to score any time at plus 175. He's actually scored in 6 consecutive games for Leeds. He scored 7 goals in that period. He's plus 250 to score against Liverpool, but I think this is by far the better bet. He might not even play against Liverpool, or he might only get 45 minutes. But this guy's in great form. He's proved me wrong completely. I thought he was a terrible signing pre-season, mostly because of his poor injury record. But he has proven me wrong. He stayed fit, and they've switched to a new system of 2 strikers of Leeds, and he looks deadly in this system. He's going to cause a lot of problems. Leeds are so good from set pieces, corners, free kicks and stuff like that. They score the highest percentage of goals from set-piece situations in the Premier League. So I think they're going to give Manchester United all sorts of issues there, and I wouldn't trust this Man United defence. I mean, Wolves looked dangerous against it yesterday. So Leeds definitely can at least be a threat. I mean, I'm obviously hoping Leeds win the game, but it could be a draw this one. But Calvert-Lewin is really overpriced here in the to score any time market, plus 175. He's on fire.
There are 6 matches Sunday. How about another one? Newcastle, Crystal Palace. How about Newcastle moneyline?
This is this might be the lock of the week, actually, for me. Okay. Newcastle simply, I mean, Palace, the problem for them is this is going to be their 12th game of soccer in 39 days, which in soccer terms is astronomically high. Normally, a team would only play probably 5 games in that period. So they simply can't cope. They're not a big team. If it was like Manchester City or Arsenal, they can cope. They can rotate. They've got the squad. They've got the roster to cope with it. But Crystal Palace don't. And at the minute, they're losing games left, right and centre. I mean, they're playing Fulham tomorrow. That's probably they're another fade there. I know Nigel really likes Fulham in that game, and I certainly wouldn't put off anyone backing against them. But Newcastle here at the weekend, Newcastle, really strong home team. I think 5 wins at home out of 9 this season. Usually right up there on the home metrics. It's a really tough place to go, St. James's Park. And, you know, they've got offensive weapons like Walter Mardu. Wissa has come back from injury now for the first time in the last few weeks. And I just see it as a straightforward home victory, really. Crystal Palace are a good team in like a normal schedule. But right now they're on their feet. They're tired. Nothing left in these legs. Newcastle should profit quite convincingly. Moneyline minus 143.
All right. How about one more match then? Tomorrow, this is in the England Championship version. Sheffield United takes on Leicester. And you like Sheffield United here to win it on the money line as well, minus 115. Why do you like them?
Well, they've been an incredible story, Sheffield United. They sacked their manager, Chris Wilder, at the end of last season and brought in a new boss. And then they sacked the new boss after about 8 games and brought back Chris Wilder. So it's like a proper soap opera, is this. But Wilder's come back and done a great job with Sheffield United. This is a squad that is definitely a top 6 squad in the Championship. They've won 6 of their last 9 games. They won 3 of the last 5 at home and only conceded 1 goal at home in that period. So they are trending in the right direction against this Leicester side. Very inconsistent. in terms of results. But the one consistency with Leicester is defensive horrors. No clean sheet in 18 consecutive games. So they always concede a goal, Leicester City. And in fact, they've actually conceded 17 goals in their last eight games. So that's an average of more than two per game. That's enough for me. Sheffield United here, they're scoring goals for fun at the moment. Moneyline minus 115. Even if they do concede a goal, they've got more than enough firepower to cover this Leicester side at home. That Sheffield United could be a bit of a sleeper team to even make the playoffs, you know, for those looking for a decent future odds.
Very good. Love the analysis as always. So again, about 50 minutes away from 2026 where you live. You get after it tonight? Bunch of Stellas, you hanging out with Nigel Seeley. What's the game plan?
You know, these days it's more of a quiet one. I've got to do a very early recording session. So I've got to make sure I'm in sharp sort of state. I can go out and party on other nights. This one, I'm just going to have to keep it quiet. How about you guys?
No, can't do it. Been out here for too long. Not going to go to the strip, hang out.
It's, I can't imagine the roads. And it's going to rain tonight.
It's going to rain tonight as
could
well.
Be ugly.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there you go. Follow Steve on X. He is at Meatman Soccer, the Betting Weekly Studios as well, Because We Win podcast. Happy New Year, pal, and thanks for everything you've done for the show this year.
Thanks, everyone. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year and stay safe out there. Take care.
You got it. Back well said. You.
And he was on the Progressive guest line. Man, a couple of really good bowl games today, by the way, in college football. We'll update the live betting numbers and where they're at in those games. And we'll talk a little NBA and NHL betting numbers for tonight's card. Coming up on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, so a couple of games now in the books. Earlier today, Iowa, they were bet down from 5.5 just yesterday down to a 3-point dog. They won outright against Vandy. And Arizona State and Duke just played a hell of a bowl game, and Duke won it 42-39. Paul, that opened 1.5 at DK, closed as high as 4. Joey Knish on X. Duke winning by exactly 3 points was the best thing to happen to me in 2025.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that was a wrecking ball for some books.
Yeah.
Not good. Again, Mike Palm told us on some of these bowl games going back like 2 weeks ago, their limits were like 3,000 compared to years ago when they would put 30,000 on them. But Duke minus 1.5 on the money line to come back and grab ASU plus 3.5 or plus 4. Pretty good finish to the year.
Yep. Utah's putting it on Nebraska now. Opened it up 38-14. 14 minutes left in the game here down the street. And they are 25.5 in play. And is the Big Ten going to beat the SEC again?
We might.
Michigan leads Texas 27-24.
Might have that on their hands.
2.5 in play. 58.5 the total. Look at Michigan doing that offensively, which I know a ton of opt-outs on the Texas defense, but... Man, 9 minutes left.
Okay, so here's the deal in that game. Texas, down by 3. They're plus 2.5 right now, plus money. On the money line, they're plus 132. The total's 58.5. So do we get more than a touchdown in the final 9:43 to play? It's 3rd and 10 Longhorns at their own 38-yard line. Arch Manning is still in the game. So far, he's 19-32 for a 187 and a touchdown. The running back, Christian Clark, has 16 carries for 69 yards. Check that, 89 yards and a score as well. So they're actually, Arch has a big day on the ground too. He has running the football, 6 for 72 and a touchdown. This third down play is going to be massive for the outcome of this game. And Arch now is going to take off again. He gets to the sideline, but he is going to be a couple of yards short around their own 45-yard line. I mean, it's a bowl game here. You got to go for this if you're Sark. There's absolutely no reason to punt the ball back to Michigan here. We'll see what his decision is going to be on a 4th and short now for the Longhorns. and they just went from $1.32 on the money line to +148. They're +2.5, +128. You have any interest right now in Texas if they pick up this first down? Those numbers are certainly going to change. He's going to be out of the shotgun here. Clock rolls, approaching 9 minutes to play now in the fourth quarter. This all comes down. If you bet Texas, come this play is absolutely massive.
What's he going to try to draw him off sides? That's it?
No, they go for it. And it's a big play. A big play happens as he picks up the first down and then some. Okay. And they just went from +142 to -142 in real time. Couldn't even grab it before it changed. And now Michigan +2.5 on the flip side, and the total is 61.5.
We got a couple good tweets on this. So there's been a lot of talk of no one making the case for Texas Tech tomorrow in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Also, have you heard one person say they like the over tonight in Miami, Ohio State?
Exactly right.
Yeah. So it's it goes back to the tempo and how they're going to do this with Ryan Day and what it's going to look like offensively. And nasty Miami defense. Most people don't think Miami can do anything offensively and go under the team total. Can they get to 17 points? That's one question, and maybe that's good enough to win the game if they can get to 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly it'd be a contrarian play to go over. I like no score first 5.5 minutes, longest touchdown under 41.5 yards. And to me, it's got to be about Fletcher early, and Fletcher over 55.5 rushing yards for Miami as well, and to get him going. I think they'll contain Tony. You can bet Tony's 9.5 rushing yards. That's kind of big, too.
Yeah.
But he's in the mid-60s for receiving yards. But it also comes down to Carson Beck. And in some spots, he's as high as $1.80 to throw a pick. Can he take care of the ball? And certainly, that was a phenomenal job defensively, how they closed the season, how well they played against A&M. But am I going to get good Carson or bad Carson? As the Bear mentioned earlier, he was excellent in the Notre Dame game. He played well against South Florida and Florida State. But he had a couple stinkers in the SMU game, and he was careless with the ball. Well, the Louisville game also with the four picks, although they put it on the receiver at the end. But I hope we have a ball game here in the fourth quarter tonight. I hope they can hang. And I think defensively they're going to make it interesting and stick in it.
Arch Manning just had a receiver wide open for a touchdown. He missed him. Looked like kind of badly, but my view is a little bit impeded here. But there was a flag anyway, so it would not have counted. And again, so it's their ball here. They're in, obviously, range to score some points, and they're looking at a replay right now to see what exactly happened in that spot. So what about the first half? Right? Based on, this is all a guessing game as to how it's going to go with the Ohio State offense. You can look back to last year in the playoffs.
Yep.
Once we got here.
I know where you're going. It's an excellent point.
Touchdown Texas. It turned into a brand new football team.
The Michigan loss was great for them.
Sure it was. And so do we see that happen? Or is it going to be a similar team that we've had the entire year where they take their time, they're slow, they're methodical, there is no sense of urgency, and that's their overall game plan? Because if they come out and they are feeling each other out a little bit tonight with two stellar defenses, this could be, you like the no score first 5.5 minutes. How about first quarter under or first half under?
That's not bad, too. I like that.
All right.
21 first half and 7.5 first quarter. I think that's it. That's a good angle.
Need more than 3 touchdowns to beat me in the first half.
Yep. Mm.
Yep. Tonight in the NBA. So the Knicks have been awesome lately. 3-game winning streak. They did lose to Minnesota. Brunson did not play in that game. But the recent scores with him.
Oh, they've been great.
Oh, my God. I mean, every game, 132 to 125, 126 to 124, 128 to 125, and 130 to 125. And this guy, Brunson, has been dynamite from outside. The points per game, 47, 34, 34, and 28. He's made 6, 6, 4, and 5 threes in his last 4 games as well. But here's the rub. Spurs now up to 3 in this game. The Knicks are one of the worst teams on the road covering first quarter spreads and in the league. On the season, they're 13-19 ATS first quarter. On the road, they're 4-11. Meanwhile, the Spurs on the year are 24-8 ATS in the first quarter and 11-3 at home. I laid $1.25 on the money line for the Spurs in the first quarter.
Right, I got to give you something here as well. I think the Spurs win, but this is tough after everyone was pumping their tires and they dropped 2 in a row. The attempts are going to be there. Harrison Barnes over made threes, 1.5 -160. He will take a plethora of them. Can he knock down a couple? And he's hit or miss. Sometimes he's dialed in. Other times he's not. But against this Knicks defense and what should be a high-scoring game, Barnes, 1.5 made threes over $1.60. And the Opta AI loves Valanciunas points under tonight. What does Denver look like after now the Joker, best player in the world, out for a month? Toronto is laying 6.5 in this game. What does Valanciunas do, and what do some of these numbers look like for Denver players moving forward? Number one, they've had a ton of injuries. They can't defend anybody. And the other thing is, you would think Jamal Murray's going to cook, who's definitely capable of going off. But I think it starts with Valanciunas props, even though they love – he's 16.5? They have him going for 10 tonight. Big under for Opta AI.
Well, I will say this. Like, how are some of the players going to get impacted by no Joker on the floor, like creating, you know, just unbelievable opportunities on offense? Like Tim Hardaway, for example. Last week, Tim Hardaway was on a tear shooting threes, and his prop was 2.5. Over was plus money. Well, he's been so hot, that's now 3.5. Over is still plus money because he's been making a ton of them. But I have no business, like, betting that. No desire to bet that because I don't know how it's going to go without Joker. The only thing I would look at here would be alt numbers with Toronto, thinking that it's going to be, okay, you know, maybe it's a total abomination here, and it's going to take at least a couple of games to get used to playing basketball without Nikola Jokic. And I brought that up yesterday with the Clippers against the Kings, you know, trying to predict the blowout alt numbers with the Clippers last night. They won by, what'd they win by, 40?
Yes.
In the game? Like
dropped 130 on them.
Like, tonight, yep. Tonight, I think if I'm going to bet this game, I would be, you know, only looking at Toronto and betting them off to like lane 10.5, 12.5, 14.5, that kind of thing. And maybe you can lay alt numbers in the first half as well. Because out of the gates, you know, actually, I want the full game in that because over the longer stretch of time that I have for 48 minutes, maybe it just falls apart without the guy, the longer they're without Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some other games as well, like the Pelicans and the Bulls playing tonight. It's a Bulls game, so the total is like 246.5. They are 19-12 over in the first quarter on the year. Look at that now, even up to 248.5. Market telling you that that was too low earlier in the day.
A couple things here, too. It appears the Cavs are getting their act together. They were up 17 in the Garden against the Knicks on Christmas, blew the game, beat San Antonio by double digits, and then just took out the Suns at home, 129-113.
Yeah.
So I know the owner's
cruise
been
today.
The owner's been ticked off. They can't make a move. They're in the second apron, all this, and then questions about Atkinson. So now it looks like the Cavs are getting their act together. I know you've been on Anthony Black as well. He went over his PRA again, and you go to VSiN.com and click on the tools, and he's on a 12-2 overrun. His points, rebounds, and assists.
All right, VSiN host Matt Youmans on the program coming up next. We'll get his best bets for the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs, and he likes a bunch of games in the NFL this week as well. Find out the teams he likes next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Time for some best bets. College football tonight, tomorrow, NFL this weekend as well. VSiN host Matt Youmans joins the program. He just got out of the Golden Knights game. They look bad today. They lost at home. And he's on the Progressive guest line. All right, Matt, Miami and Ohio State, it kicks off in about an hour or so. Your thoughts overall on the game, and how did you bet it?
All right, so I missed a 10 on Miami. And it was 9.5 pretty much everywhere. Last night I just made the decision, hey, I got to buy the half point to 10. And typically I wouldn't do that, but since I missed the tens, I don't want to take 9.5. Watch this game land on 10, and it's going to ruin my night. So I said I'm going to go ahead and buy the half point plus 10 and minus 125. I think the Hurricanes got a real shot to win this game. I feel like Ohio State's a bit overrated in the betting market all season. Ohio State defense is legit, 8.2 points per game. But if you look, how many really good offenses did the Buckeyes face this season? Not many. Well, the problem is Miami doesn't have a really good offense either. Not when Carson Beck is not playing his best. He didn't play his best against Texas A&M. That was a really conservative game plan. Mark Fletcher was the stud for the Canes that day with 172 yards rushing. You got to think the Ohio State defense is probably going to neutralize Fletcher to a certain extent, and Beck's going to have to make more plays in this game. Well, I think he can. Well, the problem is I think – Ohio State's offense just not been as explosive as a lot of people thought to. And the Miami defense held A&M to 89 rushing yards in that 10-3 win, about 10 days ago. I think this Miami defense is legit. Now, I want to bet on a low-scoring game here, but we just watched that Iowa-Vandy game blow up. It was 7-3 late in the half. It looked like a dead under, and that game blew up. There's always a possibility that could happen here, too. I played a little bit under 41, but I played a lot more on Miami plus 10. I saw where Chris the Bear Felica, he was on your show today. He said he felt like this number was disrespectful to Miami. And I do think the Canes have a shot to win the game. So I took the 10. I had to pay a little bit more to get it.
For the first time in 20 years, rain can impact the Rose Bowl. What do you think about Indiana laying 7 against Bama? We've talked about it. Biggest dog Bama's been since 2008.
Yeah, think about that. You grew up in the Midwest or wherever, and you always watch the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day, and it's sunny and warm, and the sun sets over the San Gabriel Mountains, and Wes Reynolds has waited a lifetime to go out to Pasadena, and when he gets out there, it's raining. Right? It's going to be a dismal, rainy day, but he'll be happy if the Hoosiers win. I think they're going to win the game. I actually talked to someone over in Pasadena who told me that the weather reports are going to be exaggerated. Doesn't think it's going to rain that much and doesn't think the field's going to be sloppy. It's not going to be a factor. So I've got a lot bet on Indiana, a lot more on the money line and a lot more on an Indiana-Georgia money line parlay, which I'll talk about here in a minute.
Okay.
But Chris Cignetti's 24-2 in 2 years, and the two losses, true road games at Ohio State and Notre Dame last year. And when the Hoosiers stepped up in class this year, they did just fine, winning at Oregon, beating Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. Number two scoring defense in college football at 10.8 per game, right behind Ohio State. And when they played the Buckeyes in the Big Ten championship, they held Ohio State to 58 rushing yards. So when you look at the flip side on Alabama, I feel like that four-week stretch in the middle of the season was the best Alabama's played. Since then, pretty mediocre team. And that was exposed in the SEC championship game when the Tide could not run the ball. They had a distinct inability to run the ball. Georgia took advantage of that and won that game 28-7. I think Indiana's going to do something similar here. I'm not saying it's going to be a three-touchdown win, but I think the Hoosiers win by double digits. I played it bigger at minus 235. I did play some at Indiana, minus 6.5 and 7. And I've also got this money line parlay with Indiana-Georgia, but hey, I think Kurt Cignetti is the next Nick Saban. When you watch how he coaches, when you listen to him talk, and you know that he was a Saban understudy on that first staff in Tuscaloosa in 2007, this guy is legit, man. And I think he's better than Kalen DeBoer right now. And Ty Simpson, Alabama quarterback, you're going to have to play like a superstar for the Tide to have a shot to win this game, and I don't think he will. Indiana's going to win in advance, and Wes is going to be happy on his way back from Pasadena.
All right. That'd be excellent. Good luck. How about it's a tough call here about how important and how much Kiffin means. So you still have the whole staff and the offensive guys helping out, and they look great against Tulane. And certainly Ole Miss got whatever they wanted for much of the game at Georgia. What do you think the second go around Georgia's 6.5 in the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, I thought that first game without Kiffin, you were going to get a team that played with a lot of energy and a fully focused team and a team and a coaching staff. Everyone wanted to prove they could win without Lane Kiffin in that first game against Tulane. Well, the Green Wave were simply outmatched in that game, and that's not going to be it's going to be a totally different story here against Georgia. And Kirby Smart's defense did not look very Georgia-like early in the season, but the last four games, Kirby's got that defense playing great. 7.3 points over the last four games. It's a totally different defense, dramatically improved. And Gunnar Stockton has been playing great at quarterback position. And late season wins against Alabama and Texas, Stockton had 7 touchdown passes and 1 pick. And he reminds me, I don't know about you guys, but the more I watch Gunnar Stockton, he reminds me a little bit of Brock Purdy, kind of the college version of Brock Purdy. And the more you watch him, the more he grows on you because he can make plays with his arm and his legs, and he's a high IQ guy. I really like Georgia to advance. So I was talking about the money line parlay. I played Indiana, Georgia on a money line parlay at plus 103. That's the current number at Circa. If you play it, if you money line parlays, you get a little bit plus money on that. I like Georgia to cover. I don't love it. So I didn't bet as much on Georgia here at minus 6 or 6.5 as the market number 6 was at South Point. I like Georgia to win the game. Not crazy about them to cover, but that's the way I played that one.
Matt Heumann's our guest, VSiN host. He's on the Progressive Guest Line. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Sunday night, National Football League, loser leaves town match, Steelers-Ravens. Do you think the Steelers can win this game? Are you betting on Mike Tomlin, Matt?
I am going to bet on Tomlin, and it concerns me to bet on Aaron Rodgers. He had 3 weeks where he played pretty well, and then last week he was awful in Cleveland. That's about as bad as I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers play last week against the Browns. Hopefully he gets his act together here. In regular season meetings between Tomlin and Harbaugh, the underdog is 25-7-3 against the spread. I really thought this number was going to be Baltimore as a 2.5-point favorite. I'm happy to take the 3.5 here. T.J. Watt looks like he's going to play, which is going to be a positive for that Pittsburgh defense. Obviously, the concern is that Derrick Henry might just bulldoze that Pittsburgh run D, which has had some issues. But the Steelers won at Baltimore 27-22 in Week 14. And Lamar Jackson, even if he plays, he has not been spectacular. 6-6 in 12 starts. He's got a season low in rushing yards. I like the Steelers' chances to win the game. I'll take the 3.5.
A lot of people are surprised at this opening number. The Bears open only 1.5 at home to Detroit. They're up to 3. And now Philly's also sitting people as well. So still have Johnson trying to get the 2 seed. Offense looked great last week. What do you think of the Bears at home against the Lions with a little bit of revenge after they got humiliated in the first meeting?
Well, Paul, that's one thing I was going to say. I laid 2.5 with the Bears. They got their butts beat 52-21 in week 2. And you know Ben Johnson remembers that. He wants some revenge on Dan Campbell, who rubbed it in. Campbell did rub it in the first time. Lions have won 4. They've lost 4 of the last 5. And last week when they had a lot to play for, they had 231 total yards and 6 turnovers in Minnesota in a pathetic performance. I thought Caleb Williams played pretty well last week, 330 yards passing. He did miss a couple throws, missed a couple reads, but he needs 270 yards, believe it or not, to be the Bears' first ever 4,000-yard passer. I think the Bears can win this game and win big. I mean, can you guys explain it? Why did this number open so low?
I was surprised.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yep. This could be a rollover. Mitch compared it to Kansas City against the Titans. That definitely could be in play here. I'm with you on one more. Rams 7.5 against Arizona. McVay's mad. He's going to play people. They need a better performance. Arizona's lost 13 of 14. 5 of the last 8, they've allowed at least 37 points as well.
That's what I was going to say, too. Arizona's lost 8 in a row, and they've allowed 37 or points or more in 5 of those games. They've been blown out in a lot of these games.
Oh, yeah.
And I agree with Sean McVay's decision here. Player starters, you need a get-right game before the playoffs. And I think this is going to be a get-right game for the Rams. And also, Stafford needs to put up big numbers. I do think they care about getting Stafford the MVP. So a get-right game, maybe get Stafford the MVP. I think the Rams are going to roll. I laid 7 with L.A.
Beautiful. Matt, enjoy your night tonight on in the Strip or wherever you're going to take in New Year's. Happy New Year, pal.
Okay, you bet. You too. Thanks.
That's a great angle, too, on Caleb Williams' props. 270 yards.
What is that?
He's 240. Yeah, I mean, he's 270 to be the first Bear ever. He's plus 170 at DraftKings to have 270. That's what he needs to become the first quarterback to throw for 4,000 yards.
Which is one of the most amazing stats you're ever going to hear.
I know, yeah. That's nuts. Cutler couldn't do that?
No, that's the first guy I thought of.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats. If your pick hits, you win. New users get free money just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you do deposit, you get a 50% match up to $200. Go to better.app now or download Better today. Code VSiN.
Our best bets next in Pocket Plays here on Follow the Money.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're right.
All right, getting close. Friday, Navy against Cincinnati. Navy up to 7.5 now. Gave out 4 a couple weeks ago. And again, the Service Academy's 19-3 ATS run, and the Bulls going back. We just did this last week on the show. It happened a week ago. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, talked to 30 teams and 21 GMs. Who's your MVP? 18-5, Stafford. Don't be prisoner of the moment, and you see what people say will cover and have a vote, cover the league, that schedule matters. Stafford MVP, plus 310 at BetMGM. Georgia, 6.5. Saints, plus 3.5 against the Falcons. Some pending. New plays. Patriots, first half, 6.5 against Miami. Dolphins have lost 15 in a row when it's colder than 40 degrees. Going to be cold in Foxborough. The Patriots, number one, have crushed bad teams, or teams with a losing record. 10-0 this year, straight up, against teams with a losing record. Average margin of victory, 15 points per game. 15-1-1 first half, money line. 12-0-1 last 13, and 13-3 ATS. Gronk called for it last week. I think after the game, I think he's right. They open up a can early on Miami and sit people in the second half. Rams against Arizona. McVay's going to go for it, play people. And I think they get good news Saturday night with a 49er loss. Falcons first quarter, laying a half. The Saints are 2-14 ATS in the first quarter, and they've yet to have the lead at the end of the first quarter the entire year. It's $1.50 on the money line. Caleb Williams, 270 yards passing, plus 170, be the first Bear in history to do that and get 4,000 yards. Longest touchdown in the Miami game, under 41.5. Longest touchdown under 43.5 in the Oregon-Texas Tech game. And English Championship League, the league below the Premier League, Coventry City. They're a huge lead in first place, atop of the table. They are taking on Charlton, and they are 20th in the table. They're on the road, but they're only $1.10 to win. And I know Meatman loves this team, and they've had a hell of a year. I'll take Coventry coming up against Charlton. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, Pauly. Yep. Happy New Year, buddy.
You too.
Okay, so I split these up last night. Jazz Celtics, first half over 124. It landed 123. It was 57. Check that. It was 52-47 with almost 6 minutes to go before halftime.
Hmm.
And the first half completely died. Lost that by a point. Game got there, and I'm just like, and Boston did not shoot well, and I'm like, I got to come back in and bet the second half over. So everything covered last night. First quarter, third quarter, second half, full game, except for the first half, going over the total. So that over 241.5 for the game was a winner. Earlier today, I put this on the vsin.com picks page. Con Knipple over 3.5 threes, plus 144. He got there again. And now every time I think of Con Knipple, I cannot get the scene in Crimson Tide out of my head. Weapons, Con! They kept going back and forth. So every time I now say his name, and if you've never seen Crimson Tide, the acting from Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington is absolutely A+.
Yeah.
But now every time I think of that kid's name, pops into my head. Anyway, so pending future plays here that we have as well with you, Matthew Stafford on the MVP, plus 310. He's down to, I think the highest number that I saw a little earlier was plus 280. Might add more of that as well. He's going to win, I think. It's actually absolutely enough for me to, you know, keep betting him here at this number. And new plays for tonight. I've talked about this a couple times so far on the show. Spurs first quarter minus 125. They're 24-8 ATS in the first quarter on the year. The Knicks are 13-19 ATS. They get up to slow starts. That also means that they're a good in-play betting team. To come back and win these games because they're so good so far this year, but they're bad on the road as well. And a little bit of revenge here for the NBA Cup finale. Texas Tech +2.5, minus 105. I thought about buying it up to 3, but it's minus 126. So hopefully it doesn't land there, but 2.5 minus 105. I think they can win the game against Oregon tomorrow. And then we're going to go Erling Haaland, 2-plus goals, plus 250 in the match tomorrow. It was a beautiful breakdown from the Meat Man earlier this hour. And he thinks it's going to be devastation incorporated by Man City in the game. So I'll bet him he has scored 2-plus goals in the Prem this year, 7 out of 18 matches. That's 39% of the time. If you translate that into a money line, it's plus 156. At plus 250, that means about 28.6% of the matches. So he does it a lot. And at plus 250 in a matchup where, you know, a guy that I really like, Steve Wiss, says it's going to be a runaway, in this match. And maybe they pull him early, but I'll take my chances of betting plus 250 with two plus goals on him.
Gene Hackman was a Marine.
Oh, yeah?
What a resume. French Connection. Loved that movie. The Unforgiven. Mississippi Burning. Crimson Tide. He's great in Get Shorty.
Very much so.
Wyatt Earp. The Firm. Hoosiers. The Conversation. He's great in that movie. Royal Tannenbaums. Absolute Power. Oh, gee.
Well, any time that, you know, he's in the best sports movie of all time, so yeah. Clearly his power rating is going to go skyrocketing. All right. We good?
That's a great scene. Yep. Think you know sports? It's time to get paid for it. Better Picks, daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download the Better app, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and when your pick hits, you win. New users get free money just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you get a 50% deposit match up to $200. Better has action every day of the year. Always a lineup to build and always a chance to win. Getting started is easy. Head to better.app, B-E-T-R, or download Better in the App or Google Play Store. And don't forget to use promo code VEASAN to claim your money and deposit bonus. Better Picks. If you know sports, it's time to prove it. Thanks to the tweets and the viewers. At DraftKings, you can do a New York teaser. 13-point teaser, four teams, pays $1.40.
Okay. All right.
They have that available. And this is the week to do it with all these big favorites in the NFL. Look at all the points in the bowl games.
Oh, man, 41-27 Texas over Michigan right now, a minute 20 to play. Tons of game day money today on the Wolverines. Arch Manning's been great. He'll open up at even money next year to win the Heisman Trophy based on this, tongue-in-cheek. Utah over Nebraska, 44-22, 13 seconds left in that game. The Duke-ASU game had a ton of points, 42-39. Yeah. Landing spot there, 3, no good for the books, I'm guessing. We're on the air live tomorrow for 3 hours as well. A lot of live betting, the entire Rose Bowl pretty much. Will be on during our show, other sports as well. And if you're going to go out tonight and rip into it, please be careful. Do not drive, whatever you do. Uber, have a designated driver. Paulie, for the people listening to this show who live in Las Vegas, who've been here for a long time, and if you listen to us locally many, many years ago, we did this specifically to prove a point where I think we did it 3 years in a row. We did something around New Year's Eve called the Drunk Show. And we'd set it up where eventually we would go to a bar and then listeners would come down and they'd be buying us drinks. And you could tell how intoxicated we would get over the course of a 3-hour show. And by the end of it, we were annihilated. Clearly, we couldn't drive. And the point of it was to show you that how bad of an idea it is to drive after you've been drinking. And we teamed up with a local sponsor in the time that was called Designated Drivers. And they would come and get your car wherever you were and drive you and your car home that night. And it didn't have to be New Year's Eve. It could be any day of the year. And they were unbelievable at that. And so clearly, you know, with an hour to go in the show, I think we were blacking out some of those shows.
Yeah. Well, the last one was dangerous.
It was ugly.
I don't recall being on the air the last hour or so of the show as people were bringing over any tequila, whatever. Oh, boy. Jaeger bombs. It was... That escalated quickly. That was a tough one.
That was rough.
But to echo your sentiments as well, and also it's, you know, people out here also can't drive in the rain.
At all.
And boy, it's going to rain all night, and this could be a disaster.
I think probably something similar, right, in Southern California.
Yeah.
For those of you watching or listening there, careful tonight, obviously. It goes without saying, but enjoy it. Moderation, if you can. And tomorrow's going to be a fun show as well.
All right, give me a prediction coming up. What's the score of the Buckeyes game?
I'm going to go 17-14.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Good prediction. That's probably because I think, you know, I have faith in the defenses here. But also, like, that to me means it's going to be an incredible football game where every drive is going to matter. And points will be at a premium. And I love that style of football. And we don't get it. I mean, I love Bears 49ers from the other night, too.
Yeah.
But that would be a great way for it to... play out tonight. How about you?
Fewest points allowed. Ohio State is plus 235 at Circa for the quarterfinals. 24-10 Buckeyes.
Okay. Will we get an upset today or tomorrow?
Does Texas Tech qualifies?
Of course it does.
It does? Okay. Yeah. I think Texas Tech can beat Oregon. They pushed around and manhandled BYU and Utah.
That's true.
And that is tough to do.
Stay tuned. VEASAN Primetime next. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
Have a great night. Good luck with the bets. Again, be safe, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.